Hello guys, welcome back to our podcast, Bowlers in Pajama. It's been 3 weeks and we are here with other episode, which is very late to you all. But yeah, still we decided to talk about it. So we are going to conclude the Ballon d'Or award here, given out by the France football. And also we're going to talk about the nominees out for the FIFA's best player award given to the men. So yeah, so top it off, the men's Ballon d'Or is won by Lionel Messi. And the women's is won by Alexia Putellas from Barcelona. And the Copa trophy is won by the only possible candidate, Pedri. And the Yashin trophy is obviously won by Gianluigi Donnarumma. So, yeah. So, before talking about it, we were just going to talk about the top 10 men players who finished in the final voting. So, we have Lionel Messi, the winner for the 7th time. He got 613 points. Robert Lewandowski finished with 580. Jorginho, surprisingly, with 460. Karim Benzema with 239, N'Golo Kante with 186, Cristiano Ronaldo with 178, followed by Mohamed Salah with 121, De Bruyne 73, Mbappe 58, and to top it off, the 10th position, we have Donnarumma for 36. So, Gian, what do you think of it, the top 10? I mean, do you really think, did it make any sense to you regarding any positions here?
Yes, many, actually. First, Jorginho in top 3. Was a big shock to me, and even Karim Benzema finishing above Cristiano Ronaldo was a big shock, because Ronaldo has never finished outside top 3 since the last 11 years. So it's a big shock to me for him finishing 6th, not because he had an off season, but he had quite a decent season for him to finish in at least top 3 this year. And even N'Golo Kante finishing above him, because just based on trophies, and same for Jorginho, it was really, I mean, difficult, because N'Golo Kante had injuries most of the year and he was like hardly even playing. So it was really, I don't know, it was weird. But obviously he won 4 major trophies, like 2 with, 1 with the country, another 3 with Chelsea. So yes, I guess that's the only thing. He's in top 5. But yeah, and even Mohamed Salah finishing below in top 7, actually, he had a very amazing season. I mean, stats-wise, he had good goals, good assists in the bag, and even Liverpool finishing in the top 3. And he scored quite a few goals for his country also. So I guess it was a bit weird to see him off top 5, at least. He deserved to be in top 5. If Karim Benzema had been, if Benzema can finish 4th, it's obvious Salah could have been easily in top 5. So yes, for me, Salah was in top 5 and Ronaldo in top 3.
Well, you know, comparatively, for me, the top 2 wouldn't change for sure. I don't know about the 3rd position for sure, because Jorginho have actually won everything that's available, the important ones, the biggest ones. So I think that clearly carried the impact. And Benzema, I really don't see him being 4th. I mean, he and Ronaldo almost had a similar season. Ronaldo actually have more domestic trophies, but can't say that Nations League is a major, because that's the only played in European countries. So when Benzema won that only playing in the final 2 games, then yeah, that he got a wonder goal. But still, that doesn't make him go above Ronaldo, even when Ronaldo have more goals. And Kante, though, he was very instrumental in Chelsea's Champions League success. Still, that I can give. But top 5 is too much again. I think Ronaldo will be better than Kante for sure. And yeah, coming with Salah, I guess, you know, Salah deserved it. The 7th is fine, I assume, because he only started firing up in the start of 2021 season. In the last season, he was really dry, and Egypt didn't play much of the national. Obviously, they don't have games anyway. And also, he didn't even win the Premier League Golden Boot, I guess. He lost it to Vardy or Aubameyang. Vardy, I assume. And to sum it off, yeah, I guess rest of them, I guess Ronaldo has to be in 4th or 3rd. That's a Jorginho can't complain because he got the trophies that mattered. Yeah, so Benzema shouldn't be above Ronaldo, and Kante shouldn't be above Ronaldo. For sure, that's for me. And yeah, fine. And Haaland outside top 10 is a bit harsh, I feel, though he missed out on Euros. That's a sad thing. But yeah, Euros, he's not even eligible. So that's a sad again. Mbappe had an awkward season. I mean, he was the favorite to win by the end of March or May. And finishing 9th should sting him a bit. So Donnarumma, I don't have complaints. He's the player of the tournament in the Cup Euros. So yeah, De Bruyne is class in area all the time. So I guess that's fine for me. But yeah, obviously, as we both mentioned, that Mendy should have deserved the nomination, but which he didn't. Yeah, so that's up to me. Yeah, so Gian, so what about you? The top 2, did you really think this? I really thought it would be so close, like how Van Dijk and Messi fought. But it doesn't, it's not that close. I mean, 33 points is still a bit difference. I mean, yeah, it is a closely contested, but not as Van Dijk and Messi's. So do you really think Lewandowski should be, feel like he's robbed or maybe it's just like he didn't have that final push in UCL and Euros where the important competitions matter, because that's what we got from Jorginho's inclusion in third.
I feel Van Dijk was never a competitor already, because he did win Champions League, Super Cup and all, but he was a defender after all. You can't compare a defender to a striker or a forward. It's a completely different position you play in. So I guess there was no really closeness. Like Van Dijk was very close to winning the Ballon d'Or in front of Messi.
No. The Van Dijk and Messi were separated only by 7 points at the end.
Indeed, they were separated by 7 points, but I really couldn't see him in top two, neither in top three, because he is a defender after all. In that case, the like player, like you know, defenders like Sergio Ramos, Carlos Puyol, you know, these big players, Maldini and all, they had never got a chance to come up in even in top three. So it's really a shame, like a defender suddenly coming up in top two and like taking the privilege of separating.
You know what?
Seven points.
Feel some particular thing. Do you think, you know, the media's narrative actually carries this entire thing? Because Van
yes,
Dijk,
obviously, yes.
See Modric, how it happened in World Cup, Van Dijk in that season, Jorginho now. As you said, you know, actually, Ramos would have won one or two for sure. At least top two, at least. I mean, he was that phenomenal sometime, but he never got that push. Maybe because he has his teammate as a contender, whatever story it might be. But we all know that Ramos never finished in top 15 also. So do you really think the media push for some certain player will actually enable them to, you know, be in the spotlight for these kind of awards?
Difficult. But for me, I guess Van Dijk was never included, never should have been included in there, because it was the time when he won and it was all hyped up since, I guess, 6 months prior to the trophy winning the prestigious award. I guess since then, it all flared up a lot and people started, maybe I guess he was trending, as you are right, media hyped it up a lot. And I guess because of that, maybe people got into it and started maybe voting for him a lot. And obviously, it was a very weird moment for me, but it is what it is. But same with Jorginho. I mean, the team has carried the player. It is not the player has carried the team.
Exactly.
Just like how Salah, Benzema,
he's
and Ronaldo
not even
have
the best
done.
Player in the both the teams. Best midfielder in both the teams. He's not even that. And he missed the crucial penalties on the way to what? World Cup campaign, right? Qualifying. He because of them, he's because of him, they are going to play qualifiers now.
I mean, sorry, cut this.
Listen. It's okay. It's very rare that, you know, you can point out a single person for, you know, team sport like football. But actually, because of Jorginho, they're playing the qualifiers now. He missed both the crucial penalties. Penalties are not something you get it often. When you get them, you have to use them. And he missed both of them. Thankfully, you know, even Italy won. He actually missed the finals also. Somehow he missed the final penalty also. I mean, that Euros final, right? Hat-trick he did.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Mm.
And still he got, I mean, I think the media narrative is so bad, man. I mean, it shouldn't be affecting people like this a lot. So, do you think, you know, the Lewandowski's best forward award given is like a compensation now?
Difficult to say that.
Same thing. Even if they continue this forward, it's fine. But if they don't, if they discontinue it after 2-3 years, then the award doesn't hold much of a value, obviously. Well, pretty sad for Lewandowski. I mean, that guy is the best player actually in terms of consistency in the last 2 years. One time COVID got cancelled and one time his Poland didn't make it out of the Euros, which he can be partly blamed for, but the impact of it, actually he bore it at the end, sadly. And same time, I guess, Lionel Messi getting lucky with that Argentina, which forever haunted him, which the media taunted him. I think that made him a god for 1 month at least in July. I think the only factor Messi won is just because of the Copa America triumph. Otherwise, nothing Messi got, trust me. I mean, Lewandowski is having the form, goals, domestic titles and everything. I think they will actually make it again like Messi versus Ronaldo hype again with any other players. I don't think so they will.
One, two players are there, but they are screwing it up on their own. Mbappe versus Haaland, but they both are screwing up individually and maybe team-wise, whatever. Haaland slipping up into Europa and not playing any international. Mbappe, on the other hand, not finding too many goals. And
what
PSG
is the saddest
also having
thing I find
ups.
About when they say Mbappe versus Haaland? Mbappe is always going to have one World Cup ahead of him, even before the competition started between them. It's never, ever going to be same like Messi and Ronaldo when they started, right?
So basically, I feel these Ronaldo versus Messi, I guess this level won't be ever reached. I mean, you get Mbappe, Haaland, whoever, Kevin De Bruyne, Bruno Fernandes, Len, whoever up front, Ansu Fati, Memphis Depay, whoever, but nobody will reach Ronaldo versus Messi. As Ronaldo had mentioned this 2 years back in the UEFA Awards, that this rivalry has been going on for 15 plus years continuously. Continuously, they have been showing dominance. And, you know, in fact, in the current UEFA draw also, we'll speak about that later. Because it's an unfortunate, it could be redone. So, right as of now, it is PSG United. So, again, it is a script where Ronaldo versus Messi is still there, despite being separated in different parts of the league. And so still that hype is there, and still it is Ronaldo versus Messi after 17th year running. Each and every year, these both have faced each other at least twice. So it is really like something which is to be this rivalry has to be cherished. It's just much more than a rivalry. Exactly. I mean, either a magician dribbling past defenders, other scoring bangles from outside nowhere. So I don't think it is ever going to be reached like that. I mean, a player like Mbappe can be having 2-3 good years. Neymar could be having 1 or 2 good years, or Haaland having unstoppable years. But Haaland is still like someone like a player who will score bangers, but unfortunately he will miss out on because of the stupidness of the club.
Club and so the country, because Norway is never going to make it out to anything. Actually, you know what I feel personally? I really think France football would have wanted to conclude the Ballon d'Or with both the players 5-5 each. That would have been fine for them. So after that, the journalists also gone for Modric and everyone. But 2019, again, Messi's competitors were lacking. Only Van Dijk was there. And now also Copa America, no one thought Messi would win. So I think these things actually turned in tide of Messi's, though even they wanted it to end the dominance, because it's actually ended. They are the eternal goats for the game, no doubt. But their prime has ended for sure. Everyone can say that at least. We can just get nostalgic, whatever they're doing right now. We can't be saying that they are going to light it up every other day. So those end years for them, right?
True.
Yeah. So I think really hope, you know, if Lewandowski keeps up this form, I think he should win at least one before retiring, at least by next year, probably. Because after that, again, World Cup will be included. So we never know again. Yeah, so guys, that's for the Ballon d'Or we have been discussing till now. It's over for the 2021. Now we are going to the last of the biggest awards given to the individuals by the FIFA. So the best men's player for the year 2021, the nominees were out and the votes were also taken. And it ended on December 10th, 3 days ago. So the top 10 nominees which were out are Karim Benzema, Kevin De Bruyne, Erling Haaland, Vinio, N'Golo Kante, Robert Lewandowski, Lionel Andres Messi, Kylian Mbappe, Neymar Jr., Cristiano Ronaldo, and Mohamed Salah. Well, I think no one should, and except Neymar, I don't have a problem with anyone. Why is Neymar included?
Lol. Neymar had a good season, at least whenever he played, he scored goals.
Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back with the UEFA draw now, which is a bit controversial, and Jihan will again discuss it further, how it happened initially and how it got changed now. So yeah, let's see to it. So thank you for listening and stay tuned, guys. We'll be right back.